Hi, everyone. Welcome back to our NLP UK training podcast. This is the second part of our episode on our scripts and our beliefs. So last time we talked about how we start to develop how we see the world.
Yeah.
And how that impacts the results that we get and what we do with our lives.
And our reality.
Absolutely. Today, we're going to kind of just take that on that step further and really start thinking about our beliefs. So first of all, what is a belief?
I believe I'm good at art. I believe I'm good at playing the piano. I'm not. I believe that I'm a good trainer. I believe that I can drive a car. I believe that I'm married. I believe that I've got a son. I believe I've got a dog. That's kind of like a knowing, if you like. It's like builds upon who you are.
So can we have good beliefs and bad beliefs?
Well, if you've got a belief that helps you do what you want to do, and work to your values, then that's a good belief. But if you have a belief that maybe is preventing you from getting what you want to get or do or have or be, then that's a belief that maybe we could say limits us in some way.
And beliefs aren't necessarily real, are they? They're just something that we believe to be true in this moment.
The moon's made of cheese.
Absolutely. We used to believe, I think we mentioned in our last episode, that we used to believe that the sun came up every morning. Yeah. But actually, we now know that it's the earth that revolves around the sun, not the other way around.
Yeah.
So, you know, things can
change. We used to believe that to do a training course, it had to be in a room with coffee. And cake.
And a flip chart.
And a flip chart and a screen. And that you'd have to travel to get there on a smelly train or through a traffic jam. We used to believe that. That was the reality. Now, you go and walk the dog, have some breakfast, go on, put your screen on, put your phone off, have a chat with people in the room before we start. And that's the new belief.
Absolutely. So Let's look at the beliefs that maybe aren't quite as helpful. Those limiting beliefs.
Well, before we do that, let's just talk about us.
Okay.
Because we were doing leadership training and one of our large customers said, we'd like you to do this online because COVID's come in and everything's going to be locked down. And I spoke to you and you said, that's okay. Matt's shown me how to work on Microsoft Teams. In fact, I've been doing coaching on Microsoft Teams. So because Matt's reality was you can do this coaching in your conservatory office, that became your reality as well.
Absolutely.
But my reality was, well, we'll have to wait till we hotels open up again, or we'll have to wait till the office opens up again before we can continue doing the NLP training. And then we were doing a leadership program where they have a day of coaching and they were off coaching each other in rooms you'd set up in pairs. And you said to me, Steve, have you thought about the NLP practitioner that we're halfway through? What are you going to do about it? And I said, well, we'll have to wait until we can get in the vicarage again, the office. And you said, I think we could do it on this. And I'm like, don't be ridiculous in my head. How are we going to do timeline therapy? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? How are we going to do the other? And then I realized that, well, actually, they're in rooms now coaching each other. We can go and see them. We can watch them. So, yeah. And so suddenly, like a veil fell away. And I saw something that I hadn't seen before.
So you'd never even thought about doing a training course outside of a coaching session.
I remember saying, yeah, we need to do our coaching face-to-face. Yeah, if they need to sit on the phone, they can do, but it's much better face-to-face. And I remember a customer of mine saying, so who's the person that said coaching had to be face-to-face? I'm like, okay, it was me.
And it actually means that we've got a much bigger reach with our NLP courses and our leadership courses.
But some people still believe, some learning development managers that we talk to still believe that face-to-face is better for some reason. And they've said, well, we tried doing something on Zoom or Teams or whatever, and it didn't work out. And I said, well, that's because you're using the wrong training company.
Yeah.
You know, and we make it exactly the same. Sorry to interrupt. Sorry. We make it exactly the same as when you're in a room, just that you can't smell people.
And that was actually quite interesting because we had a learning and development director from a big blue chip company come on to our NLP practitioner last year, didn't we?
Yeah.
And he said that he'd really hummed and hawed about whether to sign up for the remote NLP practitioner.
Because he was doing executive coaching.
Yeah.
And with another company.
Done a course back in the pandemic that was remote, and he's had a really bad experience.
Yeah.
And I can remember we were just chatting in one of the break times, and he said, I just cannot believe how different this is.
Yeah.
And what, you know, it just feels like we're in the same room.
Yeah. Well, you are.
And again, it's about what you believe.
Yeah.
About the doing it remotely or doing it face to face can change your experience.
Yeah. I mean, I know people because they come and do the NLP coach practitioner, they come and then do master practitioner. Before that, they join the accelerator program. They're setting their own business up. They may even be doing the ILM 7 executive coaching with us. So we see them lots of times. And I've known people like for a couple of years who I've never met outside the training room. I mean, I call it the training room. Mm. We're in the training room. I don't say we're on a call. We're in the training room. And I know people really, really well. And they know me really well. They know everything about me. And I know loads about them. And I feel really connected with them. So, but the reason for that connection is because I wanted it to be the same experience as you did that they had if they came to the vicarage or they came to Manchester or whatever. And so, because we wanted to make it that level of quality and that level of fun, we made it like that. And so it was fun. I mean, do you remember the time I brought an ironing board in?
Was that, I think that was when you were going to do some face-to-face work for an organisation. It was the first time you'd actually put on a shirt and tie for about 18 months.
I didn't wear
months.
A tie. No, the tie had gone.
The tie had gone.
The tie had gone. The suit had gone.
Yeah.
But I decided to wear a shirt and some smart jeans. And so I had to get the ironing board out for the first time in 6 months.
Well, it's quite interesting because I was down in Harlow a couple of months ago. And I was doing some work for an NHS organisation down there. And one of our delegates, Tanya, I knew lived and worked near Harlow. So I gave her a text and said, I'm down in Harlow next week. Do you fancy meeting up for dinner? So we met up for dinner, gave each other a hug, and we were sat down in the restaurant having a glass of wine. And we just looked at each other and we went, do you realise this is the first time we've actually physically met each other?
Yeah.
And it was like, this is weird.
That's
because
impossible.
It doesn't feel like that.
No, it feels like you've known them.
So that experience that we've created.
Yeah. And that's back to your script and the reality. Because if you believe it's real, it is real. And people who believe that you'll never get the same experience if you're not in the same room and you can smell people, then they'll always have that belief until something changes.
And that kind of makes me think back to when I first met you So Steve and I first met when I was one of his delegates on the NLP practitioner course.
Yeah.
And I was actually going through quite a lot of stuff at the time. I've got an arthritic condition and I just received my diagnosis. And that really shifted my reality massively. So before that, I'd been running my own dance company for the best part of 20 years.
Yeah.
Not exactly the best diagnosis to get when you're currently dancing 40, 60 hours a week. Mm-hmm. And the consultant says, well, actually, you know, you ain't got that much longer left.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about what can I do differently? Signed up for the NLP practitioner course. And I can remember on the second day of the course, we did something called a submodalities limiting belief change.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd heard you on the audios and I'd heard you in the room on the day. And I kind of thought that I didn't realize I had a limiting belief before that.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized that there was definitely something holding me back.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually, even before the diagnosis, I think I was probably done with that business a long time before.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd held on to it. Because I probably had a bit of an away from value of security.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something more than that.
Right.
So I'd heard you on the audios talking about, you know, not being good enough. I thought, well, it must be that. Maybe that's what my limiting belief is. So mm-hmm. that's what I went for
mm-hmm.
On that submodalities limiting belief. And then we also gave it another kick in when we did the timeline therapy limiting belief change on the second week of the course. And I felt a real shift, but I still wasn't taking the action that I really wanted to take. I was still kind of holding myself back.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I got to Master Practitioner, I can remember doing my breakthrough day. And what popped up during the breakthrough day was, I'm not worthy.
Right.
And I can remember feeling it in my gut. I got a real, whoa, almost kind of sat back on my heels kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And the shift, once I got rid of that limiting belief
mm-hmm.
with timeline therapy on my breakthrough day, was incredible. It felt like I'd been pushing against a locked gate and all of a sudden the gates were open.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to look back anymore. I could just move forward with ease. Now, if someone had said to me back then, Kelly, you're an NLP trainer, that wasn't in my script.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely wasn't in my script. And it wasn't a belief that I could even consider having.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I got rid of that limiting belief and I realized, actually, I can just do what I want to do
mm-hmm.
and just be happy, that it even entered my consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember having a conversation with you at Castle Donington. At the time, I'd been doing some associate work for you and also coach assisting on the NLP Prax and Master Practitioner courses. And you just said to me, so when are you going to do your NLP trainer's training?
Mm.
It wasn't, have you thought about doing it? It was when.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so natural to move into that after I got rid of that limiting belief.
But you said, no, well, I can't do that. So there was something else in your values that was stopping you. Because you actually said, no, I can't do that. And I said, why not? And you said, because I wouldn't want to be in competition with you.
Absolutely.
And I said, well, we'll find a way. We'll work together.
And here we are.
Here we are. Yeah. So your belief held you back because it stopped you from seeing opportunities. And also your values prevented you from doing something because it would have gone against your values
yeah.
if you'd have perceived being in any kind of competition. But once we said, well, actually, we could make it work, then that was okay.
Absolutely. And there was nothing holding me back from then moving forward at that point, because I'd gotten rid of that limiting belief I had about myself.
Yeah.
So I think when you can, sometimes we're not aware that we've got these limiting beliefs.
No, I wasn't.
But once, if there is something holding you back and you have got one, once that's gone, those possibilities for being the script writer can really start to open up.
Yeah, definitely. The same thing happened with me. I didn't know I had a limiting belief, but I was acting in accordance with it. I was behaving, when I look back after it went, I was looking back and thinking, well, I didn't do that. I could have done this. I could have done that. And so it became like, I can see the red egos now I couldn't see before, or I could see opportunities. And that's why a lot of people don't do what they want to do, because they can't see the opportunities until they get so uncomfortable with where they are that they have to make some kind of change. And I think what we're suggesting is do it before you get too uncomfortable, do it before you get too bored, because life's too short not to take a jump.
Absolutely. And why wait to have the life that you want to have?
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're listening to this and you think you might have a limiting belief, you know, you don't have to keep hold of that. You know, we've got some great interventions with NLP that can really help you completely annihilate those limiting beliefs and move forward congruently with your values to have the kind of life and career that you want to have. You know, so if you are sitting there thinking, my God, that's me, you know, you don't have to see this way, you can change it. So please get in touch with us, get in touch with us, Steve or myself, go onto our website, have a look at what we can do to help you. Just have a chat. That's what we're here to do. That's probably one of our greatest values as NLP trainers, isn't it? It's helping people get rid of these limiting beliefs.
Yeah, and seeing the result that they get afterwards and the big smile and grin on the face when they've done it. But if you decide to contact us, great. But if you decide, well, I'm going to leave it for a while and think about it, you can still do things about it though, can't you?
Absolutely.
Like you can question, am I not doing this because it's somewhere in my script that's preventing me? And if I had a different script, would I be able to do it? And then experiment and take a little step of doing something. So we had somebody who said, I'd like to be a leadership trainer like you are, years ago, but I don't leave my job. I can't do this. I can't do that. So, well, okay, that's all right. So is there a bit of what we've done, the leadership program with you, that you think you could deliver because you're a learning development manager? Yeah, there is. I could steal some of your content and do that. Okay. Well, why don't you go to a local college and see if they do evening classes for people on management training or something and offer your services that way? You could do it one evening a week and see whether it's a good fit for you. You don't have to leave your job. Or you could do some stuff in your holidays. So you don't have to do it by stepping out. You can just experiment. And that's generally what people do. Then they create some new beliefs for themselves about what they can do. That's what we do when we go from a fairly junior role and get a promotion, and then that becomes the new reality and we start seeing things a different way. I know the limiting belief is underneath there still somewhere, but it only kicks in when things are a bit shaky in the environment, like threat of redundancy, which is a good reason for doing it. But there are things that we can do, like stretching our comfort zones and moving out of our comfort zones a bit.
So just those small steps out of our comfort zone, that's really where we start to grow, isn't it?
Yeah.
And as we grow, that changes some of the beliefs that we have about ourselves.
Yeah. So in other words, if you start thinking, am I not doing something because it's in my script? Mm-hmm. What if it wasn't in my script? What if I know it's not real? It's just some information that's been fed to me that I've hung on to that's become a belief and a value. What would happen if I didn't have that?
Well, I know what happened to me, Steve.
Yeah.
You got stuck with me as an NLP co-trainer.
Exactly.
So, you know, it really can significantly improve your life once you start to really look at this stuff. What's in my script? What beliefs do I have? Are they helpful? Are they unhelpful?
Yeah.
And you can create your new reality based on your new script and your new beliefs about yourself.
Absolutely. So, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
Was that the two Ronnies?
It was.